There is an old, old story that I love to tell. I've repeated it lots of times. You've heard it before, but it makes such an effective, important point. I love to tell it. Plus, I like the story. In a small village in New England, the local Catholic church had a young, new priest assigned to it. Good man, good priest. Everybody liked him. However, there was one thing about him they didn't particularly care for, and that was he was given to presenting long, drawn-out, windy, boring sermons. So one Sunday morning, he appeared before the congregation, and he had a bandage on his face. And as usual, he gave a long, drawn-out, boring, windy sermon. Now, Mass is over. He's standing outside the church greeting the parishioners as they came out. And this one old fellow walked up to him. He said, Father, good morning, Father. I said, tell me, Father, what happened to your face? And the priest said to my face, oh, you mean the Band-Aid. He said, it's not important, nothing serious. He said, this morning while I was shaving, I was thinking about my sermon and I cut my face. There was a long pause. And then the old octogenarian said, he said, Father, I'll tell you what to do. The next time you shave, think about your face and cut your sermon. The reason I like that story, it effectively points out that sometimes brevity has more clarity than verbosiveness. So this morning I might use a little brevity. John just went, yes. There was a man who had just turned in his papers to his company to retire. 4 weeks later, the day before his official retirement, his colleagues and the office staff held a retirement party for him. And during the party, he was asked to make a few remarks, which he did. And among the many things he said this: in all my 40 years career employment, I have been the boss, and I've been the middle manager, and I've been a minion. And he said, in all that time, I never met a finer supervisor than, and he mentioned the name of one of the company supervisors who was present at the party. The supervisor was blown away when he heard his name mentioned in that context. The soon-to-be retiree continued. He said, the supervisor's name, clearly lets his subordinates know his expectations, and then he role models it for them. He is a leader you can trust. Baptism is a sacrament to remove the stain of original sin. Jesus is God. He was without sin. So why did he insist to be baptized? He didn't need it. Even John knew that. John said, no, I don't want to do that. I'm not worthy to baptize you. He was God. So why did Jesus insist on being baptized? Jesus asked you and me to follow him. If we do, he's a leader. Jesus is a leader who never asks his followers to do something that he first wasn't willing to do himself. A leader you can trust. For example, time and again, Jesus has said, love one another. You know some people it makes it difficult to do, but that's what he wants you to do. And then, in order to express his love for you and for me, he gave up his life on the cross. Jesus said, forgive your enemies. While dying on that cross, he prayed to the Father, and his enemies were there and could hear him, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus said over and over again, have faith. During the agony in the garden, Christ prayed, please, Father, take this cup away from me. I don't want to go through it. But then he said, not your will be done, my will. Jesus never asks his followers to do something that he's not role modeled himself. So he is a leader that you can trust. So why did he ask to be baptized? I think the reason was he wanted to role model what he wants us to do. And so what does all this mean to you? Well, two things. First of all, in this life, it means if you follow Jesus and if you trust him, think about this for a moment, you really don't have anything to worry about. Because God is with you. God is in your life. God is taking care of you, taking care of you all of your life. He'll continue to do so in the future. There's nothing for you to be worried about, discouraged about, disappointed about, despondent about, afraid of. God is with you. Jesus is in your life. And he is a worthy, trustworthy leader whom you can trust. And secondly, I suppose you know, of course, that all the souls in heaven are as happy as they can be. But did you know that there are some souls happier than others? That's because some souls have more capacity for happiness than others do. Look at it this way. Imagine, if you will, that you're home at the desk, your desk, and you got a shot glass about that big sitting on the desk. And next to it, you have a water pitcher about that big sitting on the desk. Now imagine, if you will, that you fill that shot glass to the brim. It is now at full capacity. And then you fill the water pitcher to the brim. It is now at full capacity. Obviously, the water pitcher has a lot more capacity than the shot glass. A spiritual giant like Mother Teresa has a lot more capacity for happiness than the average soul in heaven. Following Jesus in this life will bring you great grace. Grace is the ingredient that feeds and enlarges your soul for a greater happiness capacity. You will receive grace from actual grace, doing the things that Jesus asked you to do. Sacramental grace, the more you go to the sacraments, the more grace you will receive. So why do I follow Jesus? He is a leader that I can trust. He leads me through this life successfully. He will lead you through this life successfully. And lead you into enormous happiness in the next life.